superhero nonprofit travels the country to bring cheer to those in need. After his mother's death in 2009, one Long Beach, California-based juvenile probation officer channeled his sadness to create a charity spreading cheer and art to those suffering throughout the country, a mission which has now gained him national recognition. Uri Williams, founder of the nonprofit, a future superhero and friends, will be honored for his work in Denver, Colorado, April 27 with a Medal of Honor award from One Voice United, a nonprofit aimed at helping law enforcement officers. Through his nonprofit, Williams dresses up in various superhero costumes including The Mandalorian, Deadpool, Spider-Man, and others to visit sick children in hospitals, put on birthday parties for kids with special needs, raise funds for those with disabilities to receive care, and much more. He also raises money for needy shelter animals to get food and other supplies, covers animal adoption costs, and rents out theaters to host free movie nights for sick children and veterans. I know there are a lot of people that need help. That's why I branch out and try to help as many people as I can, Williams told the Epoch Times. Earlier this week, Williams rented out the AMC Theater in Long Beach for young children battling disabilities and various illnesses to watch the new Super Mario Kart movie. His good deeds even garnered attention from Good Morning America last October, in which actor Dwayne Johnson, who played the ancient superhero, Black Adam, in the movie's 2022 release, surprised Williams during the officer's appearance on the show. "I'm really so proud of you, brother, and the great work that you do," Johnson told Williams during the segment. "Keep up that great work." According to Williams, he has traveled all 50 states four times over in his quest to bring cheer to those in need, many of whom expressed their gratitude for his work alongside their parents on Good Morning America. "He's literally the first person to put a smile on face," one mother said in a pre-recorded statement during his appearance on the show. As of this year, Williams said he has helped over 15,000 in need through his nonprofit since its founding in 2014. Among those is a child with autism in Evansville, Indiana. According to Williams, the child's mother begged him to visit to celebrate the child's birthday as he had no friends to invite to a party. Williams brought $500 worth of toys to surprise the child, along with dressing up as a superhero. His mom was in tears. "She was very grateful," Williams told the Epoch Times. According to Williams, he fronts most of the costs to keep his nonprofit going. Those who wish to donate to his cause can do so online at and receive updates on charitable missions on Williams's Instagram page.